Those revolutions are still playing themselves out, and since the left has defined fascism as conservative opposition to change, it's unlikely we'll ever stop being fascist by that definition. But conservatives aren't reactionaries. Few conservatives today would or should try to put the entire sexual revolution back in the bottle. Women's suffrage, birth control, civil rights, these are not part of the classically liberal order, and that's a good thing. Homosexuality is a fresher and therefore tougher issue for conservatives. But at least at the elite level, there are few conservatives who want to criminalize homosexuality. My guess is that gay marriage in some form is inevitable, and that may well be for the best. Indeed, the demand for gay marriage is, in some respects, a hopeful sign. In the 1980s and 1990s, gay radicals sounded far more fascistic than the radicals of the early 21st century who ostensibly want to subject themselves to the iron cage of bourgeois matrimony. The relevant question for conservatives hinges on the sincerity of the left, which is impossible to gauge because they have internalized an incremental approach to their culture kampf. Is gay marriage an attempt to blend homosexuals into a conservative and conservatizing institution, or is it merely a trophy in their campaign for acceptance? In the 1990s, queer theorists declared war on marriage as an oppressive force. The ACLU has already taken up polygamy as a civil rights issue. Al and Tipper Gore wrote a book arguing that families should be viewed as any group of individuals who love each other. These are echoes of ideas found in the fascist past, and conservatives can hardly be blamed for distrusting many on the left when they say they just want marriage and nothing more. Green fascism. Nowhere is the idea of the wrong turn more starkly expressed in both National Socialist and contemporary liberal thought than in environmentalism. As many have observed, modern environmentalism is suffused with dark Rousseauian visions about the sickness of Western civilization. Man has lost his harmony with nature. His way of life is inauthentic, corrupting, unnatural. Perhaps the most prominent exponent of this vision is the ubiquitous Al Gore, arguably the most popular liberal in America. As he writes in his thoroughly postmodern manifesto, Earth in the Balance, we retreat into the seductive tools and technologies of industrial civilization, but that only creates new problems as we become increasingly isolated from one another and disconnected from our roots. Gore relentlessly sanctifies nature, arguing that we've been cut off from our authentic selves. The froth and frenzy of industrial civilization mask our deep loneliness for that communion with the world that can lift our spirits and fill our senses with the richness and immediacy of life itself.